The Big Ten Conference announced on Monday that they're going to be like every other Power 5 conference in the country and state that if a school can't field a team because of issues with COVID-19, then that team will be forced to forfeit that game. The Big Ten said the team that forfeits will be assessed a loss in the conference, and the opponent will be credited with a win. If both teams are unable to compete on the day of competition because of COVID, and then the game can't be rescheduled, it'll be considered a no contest. In baseball, the White Sox slide continues after a 2-1 loss in Toronto. Blue Jays scored the game-winning run on a wild pitch by Sox pitcher Craig Kimbrell in the 8th inning. The Sox have now lost 4 of their last 5. White Sox and Blue Jays meet again tonight at 7:07. The 13-game losing streak at Wrigley Field has ended for the Chicago Cubs. Rafael Ortega's 2-run walk-off home run in the 9th inning gave the Cubs a 6-4 win over Colorado. The rematch is tonight at 8:05. The Tigers had the night off. They're in St. Louis for a 2-game series starting tonight at 7:45. The pregame show on Newstalk Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM is at 7:25. It may be a preseason game, but it was still Monday Night Football. New Orleans beat Jacksonville 23-21. Jameis Winston made a strong case for the number one quarterback job for New Orleans, going 9 of 10 with a pair of touchdown passes. Some sad news out of the NHL. Former Chicago Blackhawk Jimmy Hayes has passed away. The 31-year-old was found dead in his Boston area home. No cause of death was announced. Hayes also played for Toronto, Florida, New Jersey, and Boston. WNBA tonight. Chicago travels to Atlanta at 7 o'clock. No games last night in Minor League Baseball's High A Central League. Tonight, West Michigan makes the short drive to Lansing. Great Lakes is at Lake County, and South Bend is at Peoria. High school sports from last night. In boys soccer, St. Joseph and Plainwell played to a 0-0 tie. South Haven rallied for a 4-2 win over Allegan. Lake Michigan Catholic blanked New Buffalo 1-0. Berrien Springs beat Howardsville Christian 4-1. It was Kalamazoo Central over Parchment 8-0. Comstock shut out Lawton 7-0. Hartford with an 8-0 win over Saugatuck. Gull Lake beat Grand Rapids Forest Hills Northern 4-2. And Vicksburg beat Schoolcraft 7-0. In volleyball, Lake Michigan Catholic beat Bangor 3-0. Buchanan needed all 5 games to beat Cassopolis. In boys tennis, it was Kalamazoo Christian with an 8-0 victory over Buchanan. Vicksburg over Niles 8-0. Edwardsburg then beat Vicksburg 8-0. And St. Joseph wins the first Smack West girls golf match of the year. The Bears win with a score of 171, 24 shots better than second place Lakeshore's 195. For more sports and scores from last night and the schedule for today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Tuesday, August 24th, I'm Dave Wolfe.